From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Death toll from the massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu over the weekend has topped 270. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning Al-Shabaab, militant group which often claims attacks in Mogadishu has so far stayed silent. Deakin University's Greg Barton says the magnitude of the attack is a surprise, but not the attack itself.
The scale of this attack and the brutality captures our imagination, and the international community once again pays attention to Shabaab. It wouldn't come as news to anyone living in Somalia or Kenya.
Hundreds were wounded in the attack in Mogadishu, and the Somali government has called for 3 days of national mourning. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told CNN Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but said President Trump wants Congress to adapt a more complete strategy to fix what the U.S. leader sees as flaws in the pact. On NBC's Meet the Press, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The goal at the end of the day is to hold Iran accountable, is to get them to be good community leaders, is to get them to stop all of these violations that they're doing. What we're trying to say is, look, the agreement was an incentive. The agreement was for you to stop doing certain things. You haven't stopped doing certain things. So what do we do to make Iran more accountable so that they do?
The Iran nuclear agreement was signed in 2015 between Tehran, the U.S., European Union, France, Britain, Germany, Russia, and China. And U.S.-backed Syrian militia say they have launched their final assault on Raqqa, the city in the Islamic State it claims as its capital. This is VOA News. People in the disputed northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk reported hearing shelling and gunfire early today, while militia and Kurdish forces exchanged artillery fire. Clashes came as Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi ordered Iraqi security forces to impose security in the city in cooperation with the inhabitants and the Kurdish Peshmerga. Sebastian Kurz, the 31-year-old charismatic Conservative Party leader, has declared victory in Austria's general election, putting him on track to be Europe's youngest leader. Observers say Kurz has succeeded in reinventing the Conservative Party and galvanizing the Austrian right, including the far right, following the breakdown of a coalition between conservatives and socialists. Natalie Doyle is a Europe scholar at Monash University.
I think this election, in fact, confirms a trend that that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble. It was also apparent, I may add, in Germany. The only exception to that is the United Kingdom, where the Labour Party seems to have gained new life.
Campaign in Austria was dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis. Venezuela's opposition is hoping Sunday's regional elections will take a majority of state governorships from President Nicolas Maduro's ruling Socialist Party and give the opposition some momentum ahead of next year's presidential election. Protests this year against the Maduro government resulted in more than 120 deaths during clashes between government police and demonstrators. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California are spreading, with at least 40 killed so far. Jimmy Bernal is the fire captain in the historic town of Sonoma.
The biggest thing is we have lost way too many people on this fire. The intensity of the fire was incredible, so they're lost, and there's some multiple uncounted for, so the potential of more fatalities is huge, which is very, very sad.
One side of the fire zone stretched for 160 square kilometers, destroying some 5,700 homes and businesses. Another 100,000 people have evacuated their homes because of the fires that began 8 days ago and have been fueled by high winds and dry conditions. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.